Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler, of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of legislation that's ongoing right now in the House of Representatives, but you've recently had a hearing with the House Insurance Committee about something that's important to all Pennsylvanians in terms of health care and in terms of providing services to people, especially in hospitals. This has to do with how doctors interface with insurance companies and how insurance companies reimburse. What's going on here?
House Bill 1551 deals with physician credentialing and their interactions with the different insurance companies that do business here in the Commonwealth. Under the current practice, what we have seen happen is every doctor must fill out a form with each insurance company that they plan to interface with. For example, today at the hearing, we had an individual from Temple University discuss how they have about 33 insurance companies that they interface with, and their physicians have to fill out 33 different forms and then do 33 different processes in order to comply with the credentialing standards of each insurance company. That quickly becomes very time and labor intensive because many times the applications could be incomplete or not have enough specific information, and it requires a variety of follow-ups to be initiated on behalf of each individual insurance company. What House Bill 1551 would attempt to do is streamline that process, perhaps have a common starting point or a data entry point where the basic information could be inputted once. It's very similar, quite frankly, to what college students do nowadays, or I had to do when I went to law school. You put all of your basic information into a system one time. It's there for verification. More importantly, it's typed, so it's not handwritten and you don't have the problems deciphering what an individual may have written. And then the insurance companies can then in turn access that. And if they have any specific follow-ups, they can then initiate it at that time. Going back to the Temple University example, they had 71 physicians that they hired on July 1 of this year. And as of today, the end of November, 50% of them are still waiting to be credentialed by three or more insurance companies. And the reason this is so important is because it adds cost to healthcare for all of us who are consuming any form of healthcare providers or paying for healthcare insurance premiums. Because what happens is this uncompensated care is simply pushed off to those who can pay for care. And it indirectly drives the cost of all of our healthcare costs, as well as it also is subsidized in large part by the state because we do provide incentives to those areas that have large pieces of uncompensated care in their areas and a high medical assistance population. We provide incentives to those institutions, and we indirectly end up subsidizing these inefficiencies.
And what's the path of the bill now?
The path of the bill right now is it's in the insurance committee. We had a hearing today. I do believe there's some areas of common ground. There's a national accrediting agency that was brought up by both sides today, both the physicians, the hospitals, as well as the insurance companies. So I think the plan at this point is to go back to the drawing board. We're going to take this information that we gathered today and we'll move forward, hopefully with the goal of streamlining the process and hopefully having the vast majority of all credentialing procedures be completed within 90 days.
You also have another piece of legislation that has to do with tort reform. I understand that's moving through committee right now.
Hopefully that'll move out on December the 5th, which is the Judiciary Committee. It would deal with suing corporations in the Commonwealth. There is certain provisions in both the Constitution as well as court rules that allow us to place limitations on where corporations can be sued. So we're looking at trying to keep businesses that do business in Lancaster County from being drugged before a Philadelphia jury. It's just the next step in tort reform and making it a better climate for individuals who wish to do business here in the Commonwealth. We hope to move that on Monday and hopefully move it into a floor debate by the end of the week.
Representative Cutler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.